News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:05 on this National Voter Registration Day. Speaking of voting, those who would want to be the Republican candidate for Senate will be in Gulf Shores tonight. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. Also on this full day of fall, first full day of fall, 90s part of the mix. We'll get details from Dr. Bill coming up right after traffic with Kane right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department are clear. State Troopers clear as well. You've got a little bit of radar, but nothing out of the ordinary. Good ride across the Bayway, Daphne, Spanish Fort. Haven't had any problems. Tillman's Corner at Theodore, Long Schillinger, Three Notch, along I-10, also near Range Line to Theodore Dawes Road. Just watch your speed. The Serpents of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile has the perfect gift for that unique someone. From independent art, books, and clothing to oddity items, see them at serpentsofbeinville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a hot day with temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot again with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
All right, 708 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Glad to have you here. On the way, a story that this is like one of those contagion movies when you see the virus before it truly goes viral. They're trying to stop it. Hoffman was in that movie where they're trying to stop some kind of contagion. Mm. Right here, here's the germ that will go viral on the internet today.
This is the only camel in Iberville Parish, and I'm sure this is the only camel that ever been bitten by a human on his testicle.
All right, well, we'll give you the rest of that story coming up in just a second. Right now, some real headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An update on an escaped inmate. As of 4 hours ago, 38-year-old Joseph Lamar Burkett, the man who escaped from his assigned job location in Foley on Monday, was recaptured. According to the State Department of Corrections, Burkett escaped from a job site Monday afternoon. He was serving a 2-year sentence at the Loxley Work Release Center in Baldwin County for possession of a controlled substance. Once again, Joseph Burkett has been recaptured early this morning. No further details have yet to be released, including how much more time he has now earned after successfully escaping from that work release site. And the Department of Corrections is reminding you that if you have a tip for them, you can always call them at 1-800-831-8825. A health alert is in effect regarding some well-known blood pressure medications. The Food and Drug Administration has announced yet another round of recalls, as Torrent Pharmaceuticals Limited is recalling batches of Losartan potassium tablets due to, quote, trace amounts of N-methylnitrosobutyric acid, which is a known carcinogen, or also known as a cancer-causing agent. Losartan is used to reduce the risk of stroke in patients with high blood pressure and enlarged hearts, as well as treating kidney disease in patients with type 2 diabetes. Included in the recall are Losartan potassium tablets, USP 50 milligram. Losartan potassium tablets, USP 100 milligram. Losartan potassium tablets, USP 100 milligram. And Losartan potassium hydrochlorothiazide tablets, USP 50 milligram. The FDA is advising patients who are taking the drugs that I've just listed to continue taking their medication until they consult with their physician. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
One of the most important things for veterans is to be heard, and VA is listening. Appeals modernization is changing the way VA decision disagreements are processed for the better.
Veterans, if you disagree with an initial VA claim decision received after February 2019, you have a choice of three review lanes. Contact an accredited representative to help you decide which choice is right for you. For more information, visit va.gov/decision-reviews.
I can take control with VA's new, faster review process.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A hit-and-run suspect is now in custody. 47-year-old William Bowles is in the Okaloosa County Jail this morning. He'll remain in jail until his bond hearing. Bowles is charged with failure to stay at the scene of a crash involving death. Deputies have been looking for Bowles since last week when they say he hit 71-year-old Wilbur Heath, who was trying to cross a road in his wheelchair. Heath died at the scene. A teenager has been arrested and charged with receiving stolen property and attempting to run from police. 18-year-old Demetria Sanders was booked into Metro Jail just before 9 o'clock last night. Sanders is a suspect in a police chase that happened yesterday. It ended near Sage Park. The chase started when an officer spotted a stolen SUV near Florida Street and Old Shell Road. A grand jury will hear the case of two people accused of trying to lure two boys from a Mobile County gas station. Tasha Slack and Douglas Jones were both charged with enticing a child. Slack is also charged with sexual abuse. In court yesterday, we learned the man and woman are related. Jones is Slack's stepfather. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Hey, Ron, I'm looking for something nice for the missus, and I've got $1,085 to spend.
That's a pretty precise number, should I ask?
Ron, it seems like this could only happen to me. A few months ago, I won $100. I put it in the truck console, figured I'd surprise the missus with dinner out one night. Then I won a little money at the fishing rodeo and a couple other events, and had it stashed all in the truck console.
Okay, that doesn't sound very safe. Why not keep it in the house, dude?
Ron, after I won the first time, I was going to, and I forgot. And then after a couple small prizes, I won $500 and finally realized I had over $800 stashed. I didn't want to try to explain that to the missus, so I just avoided doing anything, and I kept dropping extra cash into the console until she borrowed my truck last week.
Oh, no. What happened, Dave?
She came into the house with a handful of cash and that look in her eye and told me to start talking. I panicked. I told her I'd been saving up to get her something really special. I'm not completely sure she bought it, but here I am.
Only you. Come by the shop. We'll help you out.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street. Find them on Facebook and at mobilebaycoins.com.
714 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along, and time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by D&K Suit Discounters and your CPD store.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Back to work today for the 7th-ranked Auburn football team ahead of Saturday's clash with Mississippi State. Every week this year, an Auburn defensive player's received SEC honors. I spoke with reigning defensive lineman of the week, Derek Brown, after the Texas A&M game.
I mean, definitely going to those fall camp days. I mean, down in Auburn, it's hot and muggy. I mean, those fall camp days definitely kicked in for a day like today.
All right, you came back for your senior year. You came back to do some big things. Do you feel like this is step one or the next step of doing some of those big things?
We kicked off conference play today. I felt good being able to go out there and play. I mean, just not trying to take advantage of this, man. Trying to go out and play and give my teammates all I got. I mean, I made a decision to come back, and that's what I'm going to do.
Kickoff for Brown and the Tigers against the Dogs, 6 o'clock Saturday night. Now this from Alpha Insurance.
At Alpha Insurance, our goal is to be your MVP, providing you with the most valuable protection. That means saving you money on home, car, and life insurance, and providing championship service from a helpful hometown team. Call Alpha for your insurance needs today, and let us show you why we consistently rank among the top insurance companies in the Southeast for customer satisfaction.
Auburn soccer won its SEC opener at Kentucky last week. Karen Hoppe's team still not 100% as league play continues this week.
Treve Cox obviously been out for 2 weeks, and Bree Folds got hurt in overtime of Kentucky, and we actually sent her home on Friday to start getting treatment, and you know, hopeful that she'll be back for Tennessee, but we knew there would be no chance of her being able to play on Sunday, so we sent her home, got her treatment, and hopeful for Sunday.
Hoppe's hopeful Folds can go when the Tigers host Tennessee Thursday at 6:30. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Visit your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest for a full line of the highest quality, all-natural CBD products in the industry. Your CBD store of West Mobile products all go through extensive third-party testing to ensure what's on the label is in the bottle. Your CBD store of West Mobile's owner, Joe Brown, and associates will help you choose the best products for your individual needs. Your CBD store of West Mobile offers oils, topicals, edibles, even pet products. On Hillcrest near Greelot, where good health hits home naturally. It's summer clearance at D&K. Now all suits in stock priced $129 and up. Buy one, get one half off. Or buy two, get one free designer suit by Ralph Lauren, Michael Kors, Talia, and more. Beat the heat with seersucker or linen suits from $149.95. D&K is your wedding headquarters with ultra slim, slim and traditional fit options for purchase or rental. Free grooms tux rental with any 5 paid groomsmen rentals for all your fine menswear needs. Shop D&K on the Beltline today, 665-7350, and online at dnkmobile.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a hot day with temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot again with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you need a full-size pickup that's engineered for summertime fun on the coast, then check out the 2019 GMC Sierra Gulf Coast Edition. Featuring the world's first six-function multi-pro tailgate, kicker audio system, and more, this next-generation Sierra comes with the X31 off-road package with special badging and options to make your Sierra rugged and ready for the coast. The 2019 GMC Sierra Gulf Coast Edition. Non-GM warranty, limited warranty by kicker, 3 years, 36,000 miles, whichever comes first. For more information, contact your dealer.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now, 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, once again, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any accidents. They have a grass fire causing smoke over the roadway between the Escatapa River and the Welcome Center on I-10 in Mississippi. If you're traveling that area, so keep that in mind. So far, the Bayway, the Causeway looks great. The South Alabama Jaguars hosting Georgia Southern Thursday night, October 3rd, in a key Sunbelt Conference football game at Land People Stadium. Kickoffs at 6:30 with a free tailgate and concert in the parking lot beginning at 5. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. And settle down there, Rasta man. It's a most likely Kogan grass or some other roadside grass fire. Settle down out there. 7:20 on the way. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams joins us. Talk to him about the tropics and the hot first week of fall. Plus, on the way, the story that you'll probably hear from others about maybe later this week. But you know, right now, I want you to know that
this is the only camel in Iberville Parish, and I'm sure this is the only camel that ever been bitten by a human on his testicle.
That's correct. You heard that correctly. Something that went down in Louisiana. We'll give you more on that story about Casper the Camel.
Yeah, we'll get it to you pre-viral. Before it goes
That's
viral.
Right. This is your chance to know it before your kids know it. So you can say, oh yeah, I heard about that as well. All right, some real headlines now with Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The search continues this morning for a missing high school student. Bianca Singleton has been missing since September the 19th. Authorities are hoping someone knows something to bring her safely home. Bianca was last seen wearing a Citronelle High School uniform. She's described as 5'3" and has black hair and brown eyes. Our reporting partners at WKRG have posted a picture of Bianca Singleton on their website. Please check that out and call the Mobile County Sheriff's Office if you have any information which could bring her home safely. Their number, 251-574-8633. A new name will now lead the Alabama Board of Pardons and Paroles. Governor Kay Ivey tapped veteran prosecutor Lee Gwathney to take over the role. She will replace Lynn Head, who announced her resignation last week at the end of her term. Gwathney has worked for the Alabama Attorney General's office since 2014 as an assistant attorney general, the senior prosecutor for violent crimes, and the senior cold case prosecutor overseeing homicide and sexual assault cases. That's according to the governor's office via a press release. Now, from 2002 to 2014, Gwathney was deputy district attorney for Jefferson County's Birmingham division, where she prosecuted violent crimes. The governor calls her, quote, a proven prosecutor with an expertise and passion for the justice system, who she's proud to call on this impressive leader to serve in the capacity. Gwathney, meantime, says, quote, I am greatly honored to be asked by Governor Kay Ivey to serve as chair of the Alabama Board of Pardons and Paroles, and I will devote my best efforts to ensuring that Alabama laws are followed and the public safety is protected. This announcement is on the heels of Governor Ivey naming former Attorney General Charlie Graddick as a bureau director. He started in his new role back on September 1st. Gwathney will preside over the three-person board that decides whether state inmates are released on parole. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Kennedy for Alabama is on the air. An exciting new political talk show, Friday evening at 6. Elevating the political disclosure by inviting normal, everyday people into the studio for a conversation about Alabama. Join your host, Robert Kennedy Jr., and call or text your thoughts about how we can make Alabama better. Let's talk, Friday evening at 6. Podcast online at fmtalk1065.com. Kennedy for Alabama, Friday at 6 on FM Talk 1065.
722 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Sean and Dalton, Kelly Kane, Dr. Bill joins us about 7:35. A discussion of this first week of fall and highs in the 90s, plus busy activity in the tropics. I think three named storms. Dr. Bill's watching right now. We'll get more details coming up at 7:35. Also, Quinn Hillier joins us after 8, plus we're turning up your voice at 343-0106. Programming note for this week: Midday Mobile on the road.
Yeah.
In the skies.
I think this is the farthest it is. Remote yeah. we've had.
Yes, it is. So taking the show to the Capitol, mm-hmm. Washington, D.C., heading that way. It's going to be interesting because it gives us access to a lot of our delegation from Southwest Alabama. Obviously, thinking of Congressman Byrne and thinking of the senators. We'll see what we can do on that. And also other Alabama representatives booked on the show because they're going to be right across. The hotel where we're doing this radio event out of is not far from the Capitol. Mm-hmm. So there's no excuse. They can walk over and come in and do the show. So we'll be doing live broadcasts from D.C. That'll be happening Wednesday and Thursday.
It's almost like, you know, before the Super Bowl, they have that media day where everyone in the NFL world is there for interviews. This mm-hmm. is like that for politicians.
Yep. It's probably the best analogy yet. So, yeah, that's what we're doing. That's happening Wednesday and Thursday. All right. A couple stories here. I'll give you the Campbell story. Because I have to, because I have no choice. I'm compelled to tell you what happened. A story from Fox 44 over in Louisiana. It says a woman's escape from a camel's truck stop enclosure is prompting, did they write this way? A mouthful of attention.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, tell you what, we'll let them give you the news story. Here it is as the news was delivered over in Louisiana.
As the Iberville Parish Sheriff's Office says the woman is being charged with criminal trespassing, managers at the truck stop tell us the whole incident was all caught on camera and that the camel is a gentleman who sees hundreds of visitors every week.
Never in my life. Never.
This is the only camel in Iberville Parish, and I'm sure this is the only camel that ever been bitten by a human on his testicle.
He's the only camel in Iberville Parish. Manager Pamela Bose says each week she sees hundreds of visitors who stop by the Tiger truck stop along I-10 to see him.
He's very, very, very laid back, friendly. He doesn't like someone like right up in his face and stuff, so that's why when we go in pairs, and truthfully, as long as you're sweet to him, he's going to be sweet to you.
But he had a wild encounter with one visitor, according to the Iberville Parish Sheriff's Deputy report. A Florida woman, 68-year-old Gloria Lancaster, was chasing after her hearing-impaired dog when she followed it into the camel's enclosure. The Florida woman crawled past a barbed wire fence to try and get the dog when the camel set on her to protect himself, and she bit him to break free.
The camel wasn't hurt in the incident. I think the female was transported to the hospital.
The woman was later ticketed for trespassing after she was released from the hospital.
Why would you go underneath a barbed wire fence and another fence behind it when 50 feet that way you can go to the restaurant and get help?
Yeah.
All right. So there's the story out of Louisiana. Let me point out, it is a Florida woman at a Louisiana truck stop. Okay. It does not involve Alabama at all.
No. And, you know, it's dangerous.
Thank God.
With the camel sitting on top of this lady, because then you got to watch for the feet and the right. toes of the camel kicking this lady in the face, potentially after she...
Danger of the camel toes.
That's right, after she bites him. This truck stop, petting zoo truck stop, actually called the Tiger truck stop.
Mm-hmm.
Funnily enough, they don't have a tiger at this truck stop.
No, but they have a camel and they have a coati.
Mm-hmm. They used to have Tony the Tiger. He passed away in 2017 from kidney failure. They had to euthanize the tiger, but they do have other animals there, and the camel, as mentioned in that story, the biggest animal on the property.
Yeah, it says right now, were they running with the camel and a coati. That's what they got.
I'm also seeing a baby kangaroo and a miniature horse as well at the Tiger truck stop. No tigers.
So you go fuel up some diesel, get some gasoline, whatever, walk over there, and then check out the animals while you're pumping fuel.
Yeah, is this popular among truck drivers? I want to know. You know, we have a lot of truck drivers that I'm sure drive through that area.
Okay, yes. Have y'all stopped at this truck stop before?
Is it in, like, brochures? You have to stop at the Tiger truck stop when you're on the road?
They said that, so the woman has, let me get some more details here. Iberville Parish Sheriff's Office said the woman and her husband, traveling from Florida, entered Casper the Campbell's enclosure to recover their deaf dog who had wandered into the barbed wire pen. Okay, so the dog gets over there, got to get Fluffy back.
And I love the news say hearing impaired. They're being very gentle. Not just deaf dog, but a hearing impaired
dog. A hearing impaired dog.
That's right.
Goes into the enclosure. They go to get the dog. The Campbell's in the enclosure. The camel's bothered, so somehow the woman is positioned, think about this, to where the camel can back it up and sit on her. Oh. Now the camel is sitting on the woman when she decides to take a bite of the apple to make him get up off of her at that point. All right, there you go. By the way, like they said in the news, authorities are not citing the truck stop following the camel incident. They're finding the truck stop is not guilty of anything here.
There was just a host of poor decisions made, you know, on everyone's part here. And the husband was throwing dog treats under the fence, and then they were surprised when the dog went into
He was throwing
it from the safe side into the camel side. And then they said the camel wasn't even messing with the dog when they decided to go under and save their puppy, hearing impaired puppy.
Now, a lot of people are asking why we didn't do this story tomorrow on Hump Day.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure y'all heard it first. Okay. 729 FM Talk 106.5. News 5 all the way that we check in with Dr. Bill. Y'all stay close.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Pensacola police have identified a cyclist who was hit this weekend while riding his bike. Ryan Torrens was hit Saturday morning at the intersection of Cervantes and North 19th Street. Police say the person behind the wheel drove off in a light-colored compact Suzuki sedan. It has major windshield damage and is missing a passenger side mirror. Police say Torrens has life-threatening injuries. Deputies with the Mobile County Sheriff's Office are asking for your help to find Bianca Singleton. She's been missing since Thursday. She was wearing a Citronelle High School uniform. She's 5'3 and has black hair and brown eyes. If you know where Bianca Singleton is, call the Mobile County Sheriff's Office. Investigators have released the names of the victims from Saturday's fatal crash on I-65 in Baldwin County. Police say Jun Hee Sung, his wife Chun, and their daughter Julie were all wearing seatbelts at the time of the crash. Police say 56-year-old Brent King of Fairhope was also killed. Police say he was driving north in the southbound lane on I-65 when he crashed into their vehicle. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
A few years ago, I decided to buy a Liberty Safe to protect my valuables. I never dreamed that my house would be broken into. What they couldn't break into was my Liberty Safe. I am so thankful. I bought the safe. It's worth every penny. I highly recommend Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Protect your valuables with a safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and get 12 months no interest financing. I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe.
Questions and answers remain in light of President Trump's phone call to the president of Ukraine, including why would the White House have frozen nearly $400 million in aid to Ukraine days before a phone call by Donald Trump in which he reportedly pressured the nation's leader to investigate the family of Joe Biden.
The president is denying that these things are not intertwined, that he didn't bring up the aid program, the aid assistance during that call with the president of Ukraine. But so far, neither he nor anyone else who works in the administration has provided a reason why Ukraine was singled out, specifically why they were stalled for so many weeks as they were reviewing all of this aid.
Caitlin Collins. The House of Commons will return tomorrow after the British Supreme Court rules Prime Minister Boris Johnson's suspension of Parliament was unlawful.
Specifically, I've instructed the House authorities to undertake such steps as are necessary to ensure that the House of Commons sits tomorrow.
House of Commons Speaker John Bercow. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. A federal appeals court has thrown out changes to media ownership rules approved by the FCC in 2017, saying the agency should have looked more closely at potential impacts on minority ownership. The Philadelphia-based court said it would vacate and remand the bulk of the FCC's actions over the last 3 years for further consideration by the agency. The FCC ownership rules generally aim to limit concentration in mass media. Apple will continue manufacturing its Mac Pro computers in Texas after the Trump administration approved its request to waive tariffs on certain parts from China. The commitment, announced yesterday, clears up several months of uncertainty as Apple mulled shifting the Mac Pro's assembly from an Austin plant the company has been using since 2013. But Apple apparently had a change of heart after getting a break on China tariffs that threatened to drive up the cost of the $6,000 Mac Pro. On Wall Street, futures are higher. And that's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Patty Poppes, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed to fit your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Call now, 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast home of Auburn football. This is Andy Burcham, the voice of the Auburn Tigers. Join us Saturday when the Tigers meet the Mississippi State Bulldogs at Jordan-Hare Stadium on your home for the Auburn Tigers, FM Talk 106.5.
Brought to you in part by Lion Fry Cat, your local independent auto owner's insurance agency. Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 next to Billy Jack's Grill and Bar. And D&K Suit Discounters, your wedding headquarters on the Beltline. Pre-game broadcast at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. It's fall now. First full day of fall, so now it can cool off, right?
No.
Dang it.
Now we're going to get in the 90s today, about 92, maybe even 93 degrees this afternoon. Humidity still will be on the low side, but those temperatures... getting into the low 90s is way above normal because now the normal high is about 85 degrees. So over the next several days, we're going to keep those temperatures on the high side. Again, 92 to 93 degrees today, plenty of sunshine. Tonight, mostly clear, about 72 for tonight. And then tomorrow, another mostly sunny day and back up to the low 90s tomorrow afternoon. Now, for the rest of the week, mostly sunny for Thursday and Friday in the low 90s. And then over the weekend, sunny skies and the temperatures again in the low 90s. And I would be surprised that maybe one or two of those days I just mentioned, we may see the mercury get up around 94, maybe even 95 degrees. So some really hot weather that's going to stay with us and dry all the way through the weekend.
Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching there?
We've got three named storms right now, and they're all tropical storms. Jerry, which has been around for quite a while now, is out over the western Atlantic. It's really no threat at this point to the East Coast. And then there's Karen. Karen forming near Venezuela in the eastern Caribbean. It's already now approaching Puerto Rico. And it did drop to a depression yesterday, but has now become a little better organized and is back up to a tropical storm. Karen is going to bear some watching. It continued to head in a northerly direction up into the Atlantic, but then it's going to be blocked by high pressure of the mid-Atlantic states and could very well turn to the west and even the southwest and head toward the U.S. mainland. So we're going to watch that one, and when it makes that turn, most likely we'll be looking at late in the week or perhaps the weekend when some of those critical turns will take place with Karen. And now we have a new storm, Lorenzo, way out in the Atlantic, a big tropical storm. And it's closer to the African coast, but it's moving in a west-northwest direction. It looks like that one will become a major hurricane, but there's a good chance that it will stay out in the open Atlantic.
So, Karen, on that timeline you kind of gave us, end of the week, end of the weekend, what about intensity? Anything out there that would let you know what kind of, how strong of a storm Karen might be?
Right now, it looks like it will remain a tropical storm all the way up and including the turn that is expected toward the west. However, once it gets toward the Bahamas and conditions may become more favorable as it approaches the southeast coast, if that holds true. And so the strengthening may take a while for that to occur. But in the meantime, it will become better organized as it moves up into the Atlantic and then makes that expected turn.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast and his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. Also on the way, I will check in with Dalton for sports. Kelly's got more headlines, plus the Alabama GOP Senate candidates will be in our area this evening. I'll tell you more about that coming up.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Stanton Moore, drummer for New Orleans funk band Galactic. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
What's made Stanton Moore successful as the drummer for his band that does about 100 shows a year, as the leader of an online drum academy, and the representative of a few drum equipment companies? He says it's one thing: work ethic. Talent is a distant second. Once you become predictable, he'll tell you, people start giving you opportunities. Incidentally, the music in the background right now comes from him, and I think he's fantastic. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
I talk with my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and football season's here, man.
Finally. Thank goodness.
Yeah, and I'm fired up for football season and competitive about football, but also competitive about entertaining during football games there in the backyard. But I know I need a little help.
Sure, and we would love to help you with
okay.
that. So to get started, what you would do is just give us a call, and we have one of our landscape designers come out. We will just talk about how you're going to use the space, what you're going to use it for, how many people are going to be there, and then we start taking cues from what you like, color, shapes, texture. And we start taking cues from the home itself and the neighborhood, any other existing landscapes, and we just come up with a comprehensive plan that's going to meet all of your needs.
Does it have a comprehensive plan with an outdoor kitchen that I can entertain around?
We can certainly make that happen.
That's how you win. And what I also like is, if people want to see the work you've already done, it's posted online for them to see.
Yeah, you can find it on our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, or online at sextonlandscapes.com.
All right, for the win, Sexton Lawn and Landscape. Check them out today.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitsitons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a good start. Eastbound, westbound I-10 from Rangeline Road to Highway 90. Again, you'll find heavier traffic near University, Old Shell, also Moffitt and University. And if you're traveling Spring Hill to Dolphin at 65, good news is a couple accidents we've had have been moved into parking lots. No major delays coming in across the Bayway. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings, model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 742 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings, glad to have you along. Segment of the show brought to you by Lightstream. As a fact, refinancing your credit card balances can lower your interest rate and save you money, and you don't even have to be a financial expert to do this. Right now, you can get a credit card consolidation loan from the folks at Lightstream with a rate as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay, lower than the average credit card interest rate, which nationally is about 19% APR. Means you can save thousands of dollars in interest, get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and there are no fees. There's no application fees, no origination fees, no transaction fees, no prepayment penalties. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Online application is so easy, you can apply right from your phone. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. And y'all can apply now and get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get that discount, though, is to go to Lightstream.com/Sullivan, LIGHTSTREAM.com. That's Lightstream.com/Sullivan, SULLIV as in Victor, AN. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. 743, get headlines now with Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Authorities want you to be on the lookout for an escaped inmate who is believed to be in our immediate area. 49-year-old Kevin Bradley Nelson escaped from the Stanton Correctional Facility in Elmore County, and he is believed to be in the Wilmer Sims area of Mobile County. Nelson escaped from the facility on Monday, August the 19th. He is serving a 24-month sentence for receiving stolen property. Nelson has been seen by several residents in the Wilmer Sims area since his escape, and authorities say he also has several ties to people in the area as well. So the search to find Nelson is a concerted effort as the Alabama Department of Correction Investigation and Intelligence Division, along with the United States Marshals Fugitive Task Force, are all actively searching for him. If you have information which could assist in this investigation, you are encouraged to contact your local authorities. A nationally known sheriff is coming to Alabama. The Associated Press is reporting that Joe Arpaio, the former county sheriff in Arizona, is scheduled to speak this Thursday night at a fundraiser hosted by the Talladega County Republican Club. Arpaio will speak at the Alabama Patriots Dinner. The former sheriff of Maricopa County, Arizona,
for 24 years drew national attention for keeping jail inmates in an open-air jail cell called Tent City and for his tough immigration enforcement policies. Back in 2016, he left that role to run for public office. Then in July of 2017, U.S. District Judge Susan Bolton convicted Arpaio of criminal contempt of court, finding that he had violated another federal judge's order to stop holding people solely on suspicion that they were in this country illegally. The order said the sheriff could only detain people accused of a state crime. Arpaio faced up to 6 months in jail, but President Donald Trump pardoned him, saying that Arpaio had been, quote, convicted for doing his job. Arpaio ran for the U.S. Senate in Arizona last year, but lost in the Republican primary. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dolphin Street in Mobile.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A hit-and-run suspect is now in custody. 47-year-old William Bowles is in the Okaloosa County Jail this morning. He will remain in jail until his bond hearing. Bowles is charged with failure to stay at the scene of a crash involving death. Deputies have been looking for Bowles since last week when they say he hit 71-year-old Wilbur Heath, who was trying to cross a road in his wheelchair. Heath died at the scene. A teenager has been arrested and charged with receiving stolen property and attempting to run from police. 18-year-old Demetria Sanders was booked into Metro Jail just before 9 o'clock last night. Sanders is a suspect in a police chase that happened yesterday. It ended near Sage Park. The chase started when an officer spotted a stolen SUV near Florida Street and Old Shell Road. A grand jury will hear the case of two people accused of trying to lure two boys from a Mobile County gas station. Tasha Slack and Douglas Jones were both charged with enticing a child. Slack is also charged with sexual abuse. In court yesterday, we learned the man and woman are related. Jones is Slack's stepfather. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Atmore. It's our biggest giveaway ever. Play now through Friday, September 27th, and for every 250 base points earned, you'll get one entry into our last chance draw. Calling on September 27th, when you could win a share of $10,000 free play or one of 5 entries into the $1 million grand prize drawing on September 29th. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Atmore and find your winning moment.
The Chicago Bears defense dominates on Monday Night Football. Saquon Barkley and Cam Newton already ruled out for Week 4 in the NFL, and the Kansas Jayhawks are officially in trouble with the NCAA. 7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NFL on Monday Night Football, the Chicago Bears defense put on a show in the 31-15 win over the Washington Redskins. Bears cornerback Ha-Ha Clinton-Dix intercepted Redskins quarterback Case Keenum twice and returned the first one to the house against his former team for Chicago's first touchdown of the game.
Keenum intercepted! That is Ha-Ha Clinton-Dix a year ago here in D.C. and now into the end zone here in D.C.
Bears quarterback Mitchell Trubisky had a great night, throwing for 231 yards and 3 touchdowns. All 3 of those touchdown passes came in the second quarter, and all 3 went to wideout Taylor Gabriel. On the other side, Redskins quarterback Casey Keenum had a rough go of it. Keenum lost 2 fumbles, was intercepted 3 times, and sacked 4 times in the loss. No doubt that Redskins fans this morning will call for Keenum to be replaced soon by first-round pick and former Ohio State quarterback Dwayne Haskins. Chicago's win moves their record up to 2-1, while the Redskins are a still winless 0-3. Some injury news from the NFL. New York Giants fans are happy this week after rookie quarterback Daniel Jones led them to a come-from-behind win over Tampa Bay on Sunday. But it wasn't all good news. Yesterday, ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that Giants running back Saquon Barkley could be out 4 to 8 weeks with a high ankle sprain, and that 8 weeks is more likely than 4. Barkley went down in the second quarter of Sunday's game on an awkward tackle. He entered the day second in the NFL with 227 yards rushing, averaging 7.8 yards per carry. Now the Giants' backfield rests in the hands of Wayne Gallman. He's the only healthy, natural tailback on the active roster. The Carolina Panthers announced Monday that starting quarterback Cam Newton will miss a second straight game because of a foot injury. The Panthers also said they're unsure when Newton will be able to return. Kyle Allen will start at quarterback for the second week in a row when the Panthers head to Houston on Sunday to play the Texans. Newton injured his foot during the preseason, and it appeared to affect his play the first 2 weeks of the regular season. He completed just 56% of his passes with no touchdowns and 1 interception as the Panthers fell to 0-2. This weekend, while Newton remained in Carolina, Allen passed for 261 yards and 4 touchdowns with no interceptions in the Panthers' win over Arizona. In college basketball news, the NCAA has charged the University of Kansas with lack of institutional control and Jayhawks basketball coach Bill Self with head coach responsibility violations. The NCAA charged the Jayhawks with multiple violations, including allegations related to the school's football program under former coach David Beattie. Under NCAA rules, Kansas officials have 90 days to respond to the charges. ESPN reports that Self and the Kansas officials plan to fight the allegations. Those allegations involve men's basketball recruiting violations that surfaced during a federal criminal trial last year. The Jayhawks and their fans had been expecting this after NCAA Executive Vice President Stan Wilcox said earlier this summer that at least 6 schools would receive notices of allegations. Those allegations were expected to include Level 1 allegations, which are the most serious under NCAA rules. Those could include postseason bans and loss of scholarships. Self could be suspended as long as 1 full season, but that's yet to be determined. In baseball last night, the Washington Nationals beat divisional rival Philadelphia 7-2. Miami beat the New York Mets 8-4. The St. Louis Cardinals got the win over Arizona 9-7. In the American League, Tampa Bay beat Boston 7-4 to move into sole possession of the second wildcard spot. And Toronto beat Baltimore 11-10 in 15 innings. It's 7:52. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. We've had a good start so far. Eastbound I-10 between Range Line and 65. Heavier traffic there up and down University Boulevard from Greeley to Airport. Old Shell, Spring Hill, LaMoffitt, 65. Also seeing delays, but a couple accidents we've got have been moved into parking lots. Improve your health and maintain your beach body one bite at a time. Join us every Wednesday for your pop-up soup and salad bar inside the Battle House Hotel in downtown Mobile. Enjoy fresh greens, a variety of toppings, soups, and warm yeast rolls from 11 to 1:30. And I'm Kate with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a hot day with temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot again with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A man tasked with working for Calhoun County indicted on a felony charge of using his position for personal gain. 49-year-old Calhoun County Coroner Pat Brown was booked into the Etowah County Jail at 1:03 p.m. on Monday, and he was released approximately 5 minutes later after posting his $5,000 bond. According to court records, an Etowah County grand jury issued the indictment on September 6. According to that indictment, the wrongdoing is alleged to have happened at Gaston State Community College, where he has served as the EMS program director. The indictment reads that during his employment at Gaston State, Brown, quote, did intentionally use or cause to be used equipment, time, material, human labor, or other public property under his discretion or control for the private benefit or business benefit of the public official or public employee or any person which would materially affect his financial interest. No further details were provided, and at this hour, it's unclear if he still serves in that capacity at GSCC. Brown was first elected coroner in 2006 and took office in 2007. A workplace shooting has claimed the life of a 39-year-old man. 33-year-old Walter Edward Jesuits was initially arrested 2 days after the shooting death back in last February, but on Friday, a Jefferson County grand jury indicted him on charges of capital murder and attempted murder. The 33-year-old Odenville man had been indicted for the shooting death of his co-worker, 39-year-old Arnulfo Ortega. A second person, a relative of Ortega, did manage to escape without serious injury. The shooting happened inside of a business on Service Road. Jefferson County Sheriff's officials say the victim was going to purchase a car from Jesuits, but the suspect showed up and started shooting. Ortega was discovered deceased by authorities. Jesuits remains held in the Jefferson County Jail without bond. A trial date has not yet been set. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thanks, Kelly. 756 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings Tuesday style. Sean Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane, Quinn joins us coming up next hour and turning up your voice at 343-0106, 343-0106. By the way, if you're flying somewhere for Thanksgiving or Christmas or God forbid both, maybe you want to save some money, look now, according to data from AAA, the same folks that will tell us, it's going to be the busiest Thanksgiving ever. According to data from AAA, over the past 3 years, today is the best day to book and get great deals on Thanksgiving flights. Tomorrow is the best day to book on Christmas flights. Also, cheapest days to fly, the Monday before Thanksgiving and on Christmas Eve.
Uh-huh.
So use that. Save a buck or two. 7:57. We'll be right back.